Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9682-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover ngayon.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ngayong taon lamang naranasan ng Australia ang pinakamainit nitong naitala na buwan ng Nobyembre. Habang inaasahan na magiging maulan nitong panahon ng summer dahil sa La Nina, tinatantya din ng Bureau of Meteorology na mga heatwave ay mas tatagal ng mas mahabang panahon. Nagbabala ang mga dalubhasa na mas maging maingat sa loob at labas ng bahay upang maiwasan ang mga problema sa kalusugan na nauugnay sa init ng panahon. Sa tampok na ulat ni Ame Chen Yuang, na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Maaaring nalampasan na ng Australia ang pinakamainit na naitalang summer nito. Ngunit inaasahan ng pinuno ng Operational Climate Services ng Bureau of Meteorology na si Dr. Andrew Watkins na sa kabila ng mas malamig na panahon ng La Nina, makakaranas pa rin tayo ng mga heat waves nitong panahon ng tag-init. Ani Dr. Watkins, ng summer ngayong taon ay hindi magiging sing-init ng nagdaang taong 2019 na siyang naging pinakamainit at pinakatuyot na taon na naitala ng Australia.
They might not reach the extremes that they have in the past couple of years, and particularly last year, but they could be longer and they could be more humid. And that can actually have a large impact upon human health.
Ayon kay Nick Banks, State Emergency Services Manager ng Red Cross sa South Australia, kailangang mas higit na maging maingat ang mga tao sa panahon ng sobrang tindi ng araw nitong summer dahil ipinakita ng mga siyentipikong pag-aaral na mga heat waves ay maaaring nakamamatay.
Most people don't know that more people have died in Australia as a result of heat waves than because of other disasters like floods, bushfires, or cyclones. And while everyone is affected by the heat, there's particular people that are more at risk. Those groups include older people, pregnant women, children, those with a disability or pre-existing health conditions, and those on medications.
Hinihikayat ni Banks ang mga tao na bantayan ang mga mas nanganganib o magbigay ng suporta upang matulungan ang iba na maghanda para sa mas mainit na mga araw ng summer.
So it might be as simple as putting up some sort of shade, whether it's shade cloth or an old sheet or some other sort of barrier to protect their house from the sun, to try and keep the temperature cooler inside the house, giving them a phone call or a message to check in with them on extremely hot days and make sure that they are, most importantly, drinking enough water.
Tubig ang tiyak na pinakamainam na inumin upang maiwasan ang pagkauhaw o dehydration.
Even if you don't feel thirsty, to drink water, not alcohol, tea or coffee or sugary drinks, but water because it's the best for ensuring that people stay hydrated.
Anang director ng trauma service ng Royal Children's Hospital sa Melbourne, Dr. Warwick Teague, hindi dapat na ipagsawalang bahala ang heat stroke dahil maaari magsimulang magdusa ang mga organs sa katawan at humantong sa isang medical emergency.
Their heart would be racing, so their pulse would be racing, and perhaps they would be breathing in a shallow way. And they'd be showing signs that their brain is also struggling. That might be trouble speaking or slurring of their speech. They might be having problems coordinating their movements or just behaving in an unusual fashion, sometimes even aggressive. They might be confused, and in very severe cases, they might show signs of shaking due to seizures or even loss of consciousness.
Dagdag ni Dr. Teague na kung napansin mo na ang isang tao ay nagpapakita ng mga palatandaan ng stress sanhi ng init, may mga bagay na maaari mong gawin bago dumating ang ambulansya.
Bringing them into a cool and shady environment, if that's possible, and in most circumstances it will be at least partly possible. Offering them sips of cool fluid, but not really cold fluid. Perhaps removing or wetting or sponging any excess clothing and just trying to dampen and fan them to encourage them to cool down.
Kahit na tila hindi nakakasama ang temperatura, sinabi ng CEO ng Cancer Council Queensland na si Chris McMillan, na dapat sundin pa rin ng mga tao ang mga sun-smart na hakbang para maiwasan ang sunburn o pagkasunog sa araw.
one of the traps that everyone falls into is that there isn't the correlation between UV exposure and temperature, as in heat. So we know that UV exposure, when the UV is up over, the ultraviolet radiation is up over level 3, results in damaging to your skin. And realistically, you know, that causes sunburn, and year-on-year damage could possibly lead to skin cancers.
Ang Australia ay siyang skin cancer capital ng mundo, kung saan higit sa 11,500 na mga Australiano ang nasusuri na may melanoma bawat taon. Ipinapakita ng mga pag-aaral ng panghabang buhay na pagkaka-expose sa mataas na antas ng ultraviolet radiation ay sanhi ng cancer sa balat sa hindi bababa sa 2 sa 3 Australiano bago ang edad na 70, anuman ang uri ng balat. Ani Macmillan na kailangan sundin ng mga tao ang 5 hakbang ng SunSmart, ang slip, slop, slap, sick at slide na natutunan ng mga Australiano na sanayin gawin sa kanilang buong buhay.
Putting on a jacket or a long sleeve shirt, something that's actually going to cover your skin. Put on the sunscreen 20 minutes before and adequately covering it. Putting on sunglasses, because people often forget that the sun also damages the eyes, and staying in the shade wherever possible.
Ipinapakita ng mga tala ng Emergency Department ng Victoria na kalahati ng mga tao na nagpatingin sa mga hospital emergencies para sa sunburn sa panahon ng summer noong 2018 at 2019 ay mga bata. Maraming bata din ang nakita ni Dr. Tig sa kanyang karanasan sa paggamot ng mga pasyente na nagka-sunburn.
They're at increased risk because their bodies are smaller, but yet they lose and gain heat really easily because of the way that they're exposed often. Their skin is thinner, so they're more susceptible to sunburn and to deep sunburn, and they're less likely to regulate their own activities or their own fluid intake without the encouragement or insistence of the adult carers around them. For this reason, we see during a summer period a really unhappy amount of children who have been so impacted by sunburn that they would need to come to a hospital.
Ayon kay Dr. Tig, bukod sa paglalagay ng sapat na halaga ng sunscreen, 20 minuto bago ang exposure sa araw, dapat din na madalas na muling magpahid ng sunscreen upang manatiling protektado mula sa matinding UV radiation.
And we can be sunburned in as little as 15 minutes, which tells us that we have to really prepare and be on the lookout for sunburn. And we need to do that every 2 hours, and sometimes even more often if we've been doing a lot of activity or going in the water.
Para sa mga dagdag na impormasyon tungkol sa mga ideya ng SunSmart, bisitahin ang website ng Cancer Council. Maaari ding i-download ang libreng UV Index app mula sa mga website ng Bureau of Meteorology o sa SunSmart. Agad na tumawag sa 000 kung ikaw o isang tao ay nasa sitwasyong nanganganib ang buhay.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Wala nang mas hahalaga pa sa inyong kalusugan. Tumawag sa 03-9682-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover ngayon.